The story of contemporary art in Hawaii is colorful and unique. Here's a first swing through the scene in the 1950s and 60s around a group that made a stand at Chateau Metcalf. Artist Satoru Abe says it was 1950 when he decided to become an artist. He was a cottage cheese assistant at Dairyman's at the time.
I woke up. I saw the light. What? The light said, are you going to do this the rest of your life? I said, no way.
So Abe began a series of sojourns in America's art capital, New York City.
I always felt New York was a big apple. You know, that's where the art is, the center.
Painter Harry Tsuchidana was the youngest of a band of brothers there in New York that included Abe, Tadashi Sato, Bob Ochikubo, Jerry Okimoto, and others, drinking in the scene and doing well. Abe showed sculptures at the Museum of Modern Art and was awarded the prestigious Guggenheim Fellowship. America's muscly abstract expressionists Pollock, de Kooning, Rothko, Klein used to hang out at New York's Cedar Tavern. In Honolulu, Abe, Bunpei Akagi, Bob Ochikubo, Tadashi Sato, and others had studios near Kuhio Grill on King Street.
Every night about 9 o'clock, they would paint till the night come. So we end up at Kuhio Grill. We order the first round of beer, and that's it. Mia-san going to take out all the beer, and the chef going to take out all the so-called leftovers, right?
Yes. Poo-poos used to be free.
Bupe one day go say, oh, there's a house for rent after June, so we're going to rent that house on Metcalf Street, you know.
Gallery owner Joan Gima is credited with naming the enterprise Metcalf Chateau.
6 months later, we're going to vacate the place, so we're going to have a show there, okay?
The Honolulu Academy of Arts picked the show up and put it in their front gallery.
We had a reception. My guess is maybe 50 people came, and most of them are relatives. But I hear so many people say, I was there, and it's growing.
These artists went on to shape Hawaii's visual environment. The new law mandating 1% of state construction spending for art made the work of these and other artists the work we grew up with in libraries and government buildings around the state. Lately, representational art has boomed, though it's more elastic than ever.
Why are you doing abstraction, Harry?
Well, you know, in words, like growing up, we said a cowboy and Indian. And the Indian said, white man talk with a forked tongue. That's abstract. Forked tongue. Hey. And I remember in the service, they said, shit, hit the fan. Hey, that's really abstract as hell. Abstract is kind of old. I mean, it's been there, you know. So once you learn how to play chess, you don't want to play checkers because chess has more move, right? In doing abstract, I have more move.
Noe Tanigawa, Hawaii Public Radio.